لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن الناس من يعبد الله على حرف فإن أصابه خير اطمأن وإن أصابته فتنة انقلب على وجهه خسر الدنيا والآخرة ذلك هو الخسران المبين. يدعو من ذلك هو الضلال البعيد. يدعو لمن ضره أقرب من نفعه لبئس المولى ولبئس العشير. إن الله يدخل الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار إن الله يفعل ما يريد. من كان يظن أن لن ينصره الله في الدنيا والآخرة فليمدد بسبب إلى السماء ثم ليقطع فلينظر هل يذهبن كيده ما يغير. وكذلك أنزلناه آيات بينات وأن الله يهدي من يريد. إن الذين آمنوا والذين هادوا والصابئين والنصارى والمجوس والذين أشركوا إن الله يفصل بينهم يوم القيامة إن الله على كل شيء شهيد. صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد. Respected elders and friends, mothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You have just heard the beautiful recitation of five verses of Suratul Hajj, verses 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. In verse 11, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala speaks about how some people worship Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala on shaky grounds. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala say, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated from Makkah Mukarramah and he came to Madinah Munawwara, there were some people in Madinah Munawwara accepted Islam, and when they saw signs of prosperity in their life, they were getting children, they were getting wealth, then they said that the religion of Islam is a beautiful religion, and because of Islam we are being prosperous and successful. But if a person would be afflicted with some difficulty and hardship, he would turn his back away from Islam and say that this religion is not good. So Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala speaks about those people who worship Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala on shady grounds. When a person brings faith in Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and worship Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, he should do it on sound grounds, on firm foundation. One worships Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala because the person believes in the existence of Allah. The person believes in the oneness of Allah and there is no partner to Allah. The person believes that Allah is most powerful. A person worships Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, he believes in the great qualities of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. He believes in Islam, he believes in the values of Islam, and he does not worship Allah because of any materialistic gain or any other consideration. He worships Allah solely because he believes in Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, he believes in the attributes of Allah, and he believes in the beautiful religion of Islam. So Allah says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ حَرْفٍ. Among people, there is that person who worships Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala on the edge. فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرُ نِتْوَ النَّبِي. And when he attains any khair, any good, then he is satisfied with Allah. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ فِتْنَةٌ انْقَلَبَ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِ. And when he is afflicted with any test, any difficulty, any calamity, any challenges in life, then he turns away on his face. خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Such an attitude leads to the person's loss of the dunya, the akhirah. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينُ. And that indeed is a glaring loss. When a person goes for Hajj, he should also go and perform Hajj on sound ground, with a firm intention. His intention is to solely please Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. He shouldn't just go there as a ritual. Similarly, when a person goes for Hajj, if he was weak on some aspects of his practice, weak on some aspects of his deen and Islam, he was on shaky grounds, now with the barakat of the sight of the Baytullah Sharif, he will solidify himself with the barakat of donning the haram and saying, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik la sharika laka Labbaik. He will strengthen himself and make himself more firm on deen and Islam. With the barakat of going to Mina, going to Arafah, going to Muzdalifah, panting the shaitan, with all these practices, the person then will strengthen his faith and his conviction in Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and become a stronger Muslim. In verse 12, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala condemns the mushrikeen and those people that worship idols. Allah Ta'ala says, they worship besides Allah that which has not caused them any harm and that which has not caused them any benefit. Referring to the worship of idols, the idols cannot benefit anyone, the idol cannot cause harm to anyone. And anybody that worships the idols, ذَٰلِكَ هُوَ الضَّلَالُ الْبَعِيدُ, that is a very far deviation from the true path, from the correct path, and from the Sirat al-Mustaqeem. يَدْعُوا لَمَنْ ضَرُّهُ أَقْرَبُ مِنْ نَفْعِهِ لَبِئْسَ الْمَوْلَى وَلَبِئْسَ الْأَشِيرُ. They worship that the harm of which is more closer than the benefit. And worshipping such items and such idols, it is a very bad patron to worship and it is a very bad companion. One of the very outstanding qualities and a characteristic of a Haji is his proclamation in the oneness of Allah and Tawheed. When a person dons the ihram, he says, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik la sharika laka Labbaik. The person says, Oh Allah, I'm present. Oh Allah, I'm present. Oh Allah, there's no partner to you. He dons the ihram, he gets in the state of ihram by making this proclamation. And repeatedly the person says, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik la sharika laka Labbaik. He proclaims the oneness of Allah and he also claims that there is no one worthy of worship but Allah, there is no sharik and no partner to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So when a person goes for Hajj, he shuns his sight from everything else and he focuses only on the oneness of Allah and strengthening his belief and oneness in Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. He knows that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is a doer of everything. إن الله يدخل الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار إن الله يفعل ما يريد. Almighty Allah تبارك وتعالى will grant entrance into Jannah to those people that bring faith in Allah, bring iman in Allah, and do righteous deeds. The Jannah that Almighty Allah تبارك وتعالى describes, beneath which streams will flow. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْعَلُ مَا يُرِيدُ. Verily, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala does whatever Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala wishes. Nobody dominates and nobody instructs Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala to do whatever Allah wants to do. Allah does whatever He wants to do. He's totally independent. In verse 15, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala speaks about the hasad and the jealousy that the disbelievers had for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was a time in the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would call out to the people, قُولُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ تُفْلِحُوا. Say, proclaim, that no one worthy of worship but Allah, you will be successful. There was hardly a single believer. Slowly Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala accepted the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. And in Makkah Mukarramah, the following of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was small. The disbelievers did not want to see the success of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the prosperity of Deen and Islam. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Madinah Munawwara, Islam started flourishing, especially after the fifth year after Hijrah. They could not stand the success of the religion of Islam, the following of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they had hasad and jealousy in them. So Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, مَنْ كَانَ يَظُنُّ أَلَّنْ يَنْصُرَهُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ فَلْيَمْدُدْ بِسَبَبٍ إِلَّا السَّمَاءِ ثُمَّ الْيَقْطَعْ فَلْيَنْذُرْ هَلْ يُذْهِبَنَّ كَيْدُهُ مَا يَقِيسُ. That person who thinks that Allah will not assist Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this world and in the akhirah, if this is what he thinks and this is his desire, his aspiration, then he should lengthen a rope toward the skies and then he must cut off that rope as though he is cutting off the communication between Allah and the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He doesn't want Allah to help and assist Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if he thinks he can do that, trick and see that which irritates him and that which causes anger to him, see if you can remove that. But Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala's help and assistance, it was Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And therefore, the religion of Islam would certainly prosper. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would prosper. He'd prosper in this world and he'd also prosper in the Akhirah. So anybody that follows the path of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will also prosper and he will also be successful. When a Haji goes to Madinatul Munawwara and he goes to visit Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he is also conscious of the difficult time that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went through, the sacrifices, the efforts that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went through, and how Almighty Allah Tabarak the help and assistance came with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and 1400 years down the line we see the success and the prosperity of Deen and Islam and the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam flourishing. That is the place where we make firm intention to follow the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and to follow the path of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala then says, وَكَذَٰلِكَ أَنزَلْنَاهُ آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يُرِيدٍ. And this is how we reveal to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam clear signs, apparent signs, through which the person could understand the correct path, differentiate from the correct path to the wrong path and the wrong path. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يُرِيدٍ. And Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala guides whosoever Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala wishes. إن الذين آمنوا والذين هادوا والصابئين والنصارى والمجوس والذين أشركوا. Verily, those people that bring iman and faith, and those people that have become Yahudis, and those people that are Sabians, a group of people that used to worship something else besides Allah and the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What Nasara and the Christians, the Nasara and the fire worshippers, and those people that make shirk, those people that worship the idols. Everybody claims that they are the correct path. Everybody claims that they are on the Sirat al-Mustaqim. Their form of worship is correct. Their thinking is right. Their philosophy and ideology is the correct one and accepted in the sight of Allah. So Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْصِلُ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Verily Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will judge among them on the day of Qiyamah. Who is right and who is wrong? And obviously, the believers, people that believe in the existence of Allah, in the oneness of Allah, in the attribute of Allah, and in Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the way of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they are the ones that are on the correct path and on the true path. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ. And verily, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is a witness upon everything. May Almighty Allah Tabarak give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand the contents of the Quran, and may Allah grant all the hajis Hajj Mabrur and Hajj Maqbool, and give them the tawfiq and hidayah to change their life after performing Hajj. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.